Welcome back to the podcast. And as usual, the lovely voice you're listening to belongs to none other than me, Fumi Lola, aka Fumi Pepe. And yeah, welcome back. Enough talking. Let's get these. So, in this week's episode, I decided to, you know, up the stakes. We already have that one guest on the show, you know, everybody's used to that. So what did I decide to do? Let's switch it up. And so today, ladies and gentlemen, we got not just one, but two super duper special guests on the show today. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, two. Yeah, but you know, enough talking from me. Let the special guests introduce themselves. So who wants to go first?
Hello guys, my name is Joshua. A terrorist. Never mind. No.
Hi Joshua.
You're a what?
Did you say a terrorist?
How are you? I didn't say anything. What did you guys hear?
Whoa.
I heard I'm a terrorist.
You guys are hearing things.
Okay, big Joshua. All right, the second first thing.
Okay, hi love. My name is Lola. Basically, only Lola Odubela actually, but you can call me Lola. Old Lola, anyone you want to. I'm actually a fashion illustrator and designer. And I'm also what am I doing here?
Before I continue, I want to give a quick shout out to the guys over at the Referee Pod. Shout out to Fola, shout out to Oluwatobi. You guys, please check it out. It's an awesome show, it's an awesome podcast. If you're interested in anything sport related, football, basketball, they got you covered. The podcast is available on all platform: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, you know, you name it, it's there. All right, so by the way, guys, this is the first time both Joshua and Olulola are meeting each other. So yes, I don't know how that would work. That is my fault, because I did tell both of them they'll be on the episode, but I don't know, it didn't click to tell me, like, well, Emma Fejok, I mean, you guys know it. So, I also wanted to mention that I decided to try something new. This episode is going to be in two parts. Basically, in the next part is just going to be a continuation of this episode. It ended up being a long conversation, and I didn't want to release one long-ass episode, because I don't know what the reception will be like. So, anyways, give me your feedbacks. If you like this, this arrangement, let me know. If you would rather have a longer episode, let me know. But yeah, so guys, what we are going to be doing today is basically there are these questions I came up with. Okay, I say I came up with it, but I just stole them from the internet. But hypothetical situations, what would you do if you were in that situation, or just your answers and everything. So the rule of the game, or how it would go, is that I would read out a scenario or paint a picture to you guys, and I just want your response or responses, whatever. For you guys at home, or to those of you not here listening, you can also participate. You can send your replies at our Twitter page at MafejokpamiPod. Yes, the one you refuse to follow. I'm bringing it up again. I'm sorry. But yeah, and that's basically it. Is that good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
All right. So the first hypothetical situation. You are offered $10 million in 30 days. $10 million in 30 days.
$10 million.
If you accept $10 million, if you accept, another person will have 1 month to hunt you down and kill you for that $10 million. They will know who you are, but you wouldn't know who they are. If you survive the 30 days, the hunt is off and the money is yours. What would you do?
So they don't know who I am.
No, they know who you are.
I don't know who they are.
No, they know who you are, but you don't know who the person is.
Do they know where I live?
I mean, they'll probably be able to get all that information. Since they have your name, they know. So would you take
but
it?
But you have and 10 million to go anywhere. But you have 10 million to go
You have
anywhere.
$10 million. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you are going
Can
anywhere...
Can I leave where I'm staying?
Definitely. But you'd be spending out of the 10 million to finance anything you are doing. So if you spend like 90 million or 9 million traveling, by the end of 30 days, you only have $1 million left. But if you survive for 30 days, you keep all the money. If you survive.
The person hunting me down, is in Nigeria or somewhere?
I mean... You don't know. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. That's the.
You don't know the person.
No, you don't know the person. You have no information. You have no idea who the person is, where the person stays. But all you have, all the information you have, see, Lola, Joshua, this is $10 million. Stay alive for 30 days and you get to keep whatever is left.
And this person could be James Bond or something. Okay? I don't quit to go out, but
my own is you have to like
Joshua, go first.
My own is you'll have to like go off the radar, and that would be like very hard to do. Like, you can actually hide in this Nigeria that someone will not see you for 30 days, but is it worth it? That's the thing. Like, you always
but you have 10
like,
million dollars.
Back. Like, you
that's you have my 10 point. Million like, dollars
that, that 30 days.
Yeah.
You know, I just heard the dollars. Like, I didn't even hear. I just heard that it was dollars, not naira. I was thinking it was naira. I was about to say it doesn't even matter, but like dollars. Oh,
wait, is the person hunts me down? The person will kill me.
Yes, that's the person's job. Now, if the person kills you, the person gets the money. So the person will do everything in their own power to kill you so that they can have the money.
Wait. 10 million times 600 is what?
I'll do it.
That's 6 billion. I'm taking it.
That's 6 billion.
I'm taking it. No, I'm taking it. 6 billion.
But what's your plan? How do you plan to survive?
I can do it in two ways. I can do it in two ways. The second one, I'll be elaborate and have like the best security in the world. But the thing is, it can infiltrate my security because I don't know who he is.
But if you hire, you could hire the person like, though. Like, if the person exactly, hears you are looking for security,
I could just hire the same guy that wants to kill me, or I can just go to all these villages without electricity.
Lola, how would you? What's your own game plan?
I'm not done.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay. Sorry.
The other one I know is maybe cross the border illegally to like one of the Francophone countries around us and go to one remote village.
You know, the mad thing is that you could travel to the person's village.
What the fuck?
Yes, now you don't know. Like, that's the weird thing about it, is that like picking where to run to is like you don't know what you are running from. So you might be running towards the person.
That's who? I'm taking the money. There's not 6 billion. If I die, it's not worth it. I beg. Ah.
Lola, what are you doing? What's your own game plan? Let me hear your own game plan.
So this is what I'm going to actually like be off social media, like totally. Like,
okay.
There will be no trace. And I will not go through, because definitely I have to travel out of where I am. So
definitely.
I'm actually not going to go through the normal transportation, like the normal transport I go through. So I'm going to go to Jos. I don't know why I'm picking Jos, but there are mountains. There are mountains and caves in Jos. And those are places, they are places. True, he can come and find me there, or she can come and find me there. I don't know. I'm going to find one place to hide. I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm going to change my accent. Thank God I can even speak Hausa safe. I'm going to change my accent. I'm going to change everything. Like, I literally would. Come on.
But wait.
How are you going to get to
Let me ask. But wait. Let me ask this. Two questions. Okay. Number one, do you think it's more dangerous staying in one place or moving around? Constantly moving or just it's staying? Because if you stay in one place, like, it's, I don't know. Or do you think moving around will be, which strategy do you think, like, is more sensible?
It's more dangerous moving around. It's actually more dangerous.
That's what I'm saying. I would go to one place. I'm not going to start moving around Nigeria. So I'm actually going to go to the north. Okay. I know I'm staying in the north, but it might be a terrorist like that.
Okay.
But no.
Okay. Now this is the second. This is the second question. If you guys were in charge of hunting the person down for the $6 billion dollars or naira, how was your strategy of hunting the person down? Because now this is why I'm asking. Because if you think like the killer, then that will also like you are thinking like if you had hiding too, because you're not factoring how the person would reason. Because I imagine if I want to catch somebody like that, I expect the person to go off social media. So, but I know the person's name, so most likely I might narrow down where you can go to. Do you understand? If I find out that, oh, like Lolana, oh, you want, like, I feel like if I study you enough, I might find out that, okay, she's very likely to go to the north.
No,
you think so?
If I just said I might go.
No, I'm saying that.
I just said that I might go to. No, Kana, I just said I might go to a Francophone country and I don't even speak French. The only thing I know is Je m'appelle.
I know. So, I'm like, saying that if you are in charge, if you are the one, then you want to kill that person, you want to hunt such a, like, they tell you, okay, this, your target is. First. That's why I'm saying that, like, there are ways
I'm
that.
I'm going to his family.
Those are also things that, like, you've not been considering. That's why I'm telling you that, like, now think about it both ways. That, okay, if you just travel, your family is also in danger. Because the person.
My family can't get up.
Hey, no, but if the person, like.
I'm sorry, but.
Somebody. Wait. See, do you feel you cannot kill your family member for 6 billion naira? That's another angle.
Like, my point is that, like, the person knows you, so the person might, like, oh, publish it that, oh, so, Joshua, I'm holding your family on stage. If you don't come out, I'm gonna fucking blow their head off, motherfucker. I don't know.
First of all, the family members. You can't contact first of all, respectfully to all my family members listening to this, people have lived life.
I see.
So, people can well. I know people can rest because truth is people have lived life. So,
I should not lie.
My brother would take 6 million naira over me. Talking of 6 billion.
If I'm the one, I should not lie. I'm taking the money. All this one that you people are saying that, like, you are running, I'm not doing all that one. I'm going to go and call, like, all the baddest bitches I can find, party, live my life. Because, what if. Yes,
how do you know if one of the baddies you're calling is not one of the killers?
But what if after all this you're struggling, day 28, this person finds you and kills you? Then you just wasted, sat down with $10 million doing nothing.
Imagine your first day. No, can I imagine your first day? The first bad bitch you get is the killer.
But bro, like, at least I'll tell the bad bitch that, okay, calm down. Can you kill me after? Like, I can't run away. I can't run away. At least kill me after that. I know I died trying, like, but I just feel like if I go and hide with the money, that, like, it will be so painful day 27. After, and you have like $9.5 million, and this person sees you and blows your head off, and it's like, fuck, I could have used that.
Another thing I could consider is I should take like 500k out of it to do plastic surgery and like change my face.
That's true.
That came to mind too.
That's true. I didn't.
So
even
what
think
I change
that.
My face? I'm
but
just.
Wait,
I'm
but you
just
know the tricky thing about this
going
thing?
Somewhere.
You know the tricky thing. How about if the doctor you're actually going to?
That is why I said I'm gonna.
Or the nurses or the esthetician. You actually never know.
That's why I'm gonna take bad bitches. You get me? Like. I'm just going to go to
all
Santorini. You know, they'll be dropping grapes on my mouth.
Santorini, okay.
Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh
But with 6 okay, billion okay, okay. Somebody has to die. Yeah. Somebody has to die. Like, blood must be spilled.
Maybe I should go and buy people and pay people like that Ashake music video. This would all look like me. I don't pay people money to dress up like me. So the person is like, I swear, fuck, wrong person. I just keeps killing different people that look like me all around. I don't know. Anyway, it's mad. Let's move on to the next.
The only place you can actually get away with it is if you go to a remote island.
Yeah.
Like you get.
And there are no people on remote islands.
Yeah, like.
See, you, all this.
But you have to know how to fly. What?
Let's move on. You have to know how to fly, wow.
Like, I'm talking like big pilots, not Ewoki.
Ewoki. I won't believe. What for looking like a
pepper? No. I'm just saying that, like, you just casually said you have to know how to fly, like. Everybody's walking around
like fly a plane. Oh, fly a plane. You know what I was trying to say, no?
I know, but I'm like, you don't know how to fly a plane. So is it that? How would you learn that in 30 days?
Yeah, no vex.
Alright. Let's move on. Question two. You have 1 year without consequences. What would you? Lola, let's start with Lola this time. Lola, 1 year without, what are you doing?
My head is still processing. Please ask Joshua first.
Okay,
we'll
okay.
Come back to me.
Okay, Joshua, do you want to go or should I go? I have one thing I want to try.
Okay, I've always wanted to try. Let me go.
All right.
If I say words on my head, like words in my mind, we get cancelled till I'm 120 years. So let me just go for the second answer.
Wait, say it first. It doesn't mean to get on the show, but say it. I'm curious.
There's a girl here, I'm not saying it. I'm
so. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for the breaking transmission. But Josh proceeded to say some mad things. I don't know if it's like family friendly or what have you. So yeah, I decided to cut it. So, I'm up, you know? Maybe in the future, I don't know.
But, one year, I'll probably rob a lot of people. Then once I have money, I'm gonna do anything I like.
Why would you want to rob though?
I don't even get it. You know the funny thing? We hearing you saying you're a terrorist, it matches what you're saying, because how is you going to rob people?
What's the best way to acquire wealth? Like, what? With no consequence.
Like, do you realize you need energy? Do you realize you need energy to do these things? Like,
You are assuming it's not already doing it.
Okay, Rex, so let me big, answer. Podcast now. There's no casting here, big.
Your man is saying you do about.
So let me answer. Yeah, so let me answer.
Alright.
Okay.
I'm going to.
Well, it would seem that Lola didn't want to be outdone, so she also proceeded to say some madness too. So, yeah.
Maybe many and just like live life, like live soft life.
Okay.
What?
But I have a question to ask.
Yeah.
I have a question to ask. After years, will people like remember what you?
No. Everything will be. It will just be like a blank year, free year where.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even take time. All right, then. You're not even going to age that 1 year. So it's not like. Oh, you wasted. It will just be.
That's fine. That
amount. But wait.
And I'll remember. Guys, I'll remember.
Yeah, definitely, guys. Let's give PG answers, though. You can do all your madness answers, but at least drop one answer that's PG. But Lola, you've not given your own PG answer.
Joshua should give his own, and I'll give my own.
You said he's robbing now.
Mine is PG. I'm robbing.
That's to your PG answer.
Yes, now at least that one I'm is
robbing,
like
I'm robbing terrorist. Bare people.
Terrorist, my boy. Okay. So I think for me,
yeah.
See, I literally would still have sugar daddies. Like, I'm talking about actually rich sugar daddies.
I mean, if you're not rich, you can sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy before me.
That's what I'm saying. That like, if you're not rich, as a sugar daddy.
No, there are levels.
It's hook up you are doing. It's hook up.
It's all hook up.
No, I'm saying if your sugar daddy is not rich, that's hook up. So. Not.
Okay, I need it.
Yes, now if your sugar daddy is not rich, obviously. So anyway, let's just move to the next question. Imagine you're the ruler of a small island and you can choose 5 people to come and live with you on your island for 3 years. Who would they be?
Joshua, you go first.
5 people.
Yeah.
2 out of it is going to my parents, because I can't have an usurpia, because that's basically some, like, impossible. So the people I would like to annoy me will be the people I love. So my parents will take 2 spots.
So which of your siblings are you choosing?
No, that, wait, calm down first. So that's many 3 people.
This is one quick person fire will be someone round. I would,
okay, my parents too.
Yeah.
The third one, someone I would like to have coin toys with, like, you get what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
That's 3. Then we need 2 will be servants. That's all. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, so the island we're talking about, like, what does it entail?
You're the ruler of it. You have your people. You have everything. Blah blah blah. But just nobody.
I have staff that.
Yes,
but
nobody that you know from, or like anybody that currently exists in this our world currently is there. So you can only bring just 5 people there.
Okay, so I'll bring my dad. Okay. I'll bring my dad. I'll bring her. I don't want to bring my first sibling, and if he's listening to this, so sorry. Sorry. Does he listen?
Okay,
first?
He does.
Calm down. Wait. Without your point, let me just be clear with my option. Why I won't bring any of my siblings? Because
actually, why are we bringing them?
No, calm down. If I bring one, I'll miss the other. Like all my siblings, like, we all like vibe like on the same frequency. So, like, bringing one will make me like remember the other. Like, Jesus,
rather you just rather not have them. Any.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
So, brother, go on.
No, for me, I think I would love to bring my siblings.
Okay.
But I'll be fighting with the first one. That's the problem. That is the problem. So anyway, my dad, my 2 siblings, my best friend, and the last person. Last person. Tell me your third dollar. I don't know why,
She's not enjoying enough.
Not even a meal.
She's enjoying enough.
Grace Ajilore, wait. Chill, calm down. Wipe Temi away. Grace Ajilore, because I want vibes. I literally want something to laugh at you.
That fine gay. Sorry, Grace, if you are listening to this, you are looking for a sugar baby.
Sorry?
I'll be in your DM. Who is you? Who are you? I'm talking to Grace, please.
Who are you talking to, Gogo?
I need a sugar baby. I'll be in your DM. I would, don't worry, you know the passcode when you see it. I'll send it like an encrypted message.
Chill.
Thank you.
Grace is not here, John.
She's listening to this podcast.
So rest. Rest.
Anyway.
Please rest.
So yeah, the Hina gang. So yeah, Grace is definitely coming on. Oh wait, okay. Do you guys know Joyce? Do you guys know Madam Joyce? She has a podcast.
Yes, I do.
No.
Cocktails and so if I don't get Grace, I'll get Joyce. Like, they have similar vibes. If not Grace, Joyce.
Okay. Grace or nothing. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
I want Cutty. I'm replacing one of my servants with Cutty. No, Cutty. No. Someone I can, like, I'll put Cutty. No. I'm sorry.
Next question, please. Next. Don't go anywhere, guys. This is the end of the part 1. just play the next episode for the part 2.